Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For the first time since I started taking an interest in such things, an internal motivational memo has been doing the rounds online, not because it's deemed bad, but because it's deemed good. It was written by Joseph Morrow, head of fixed income at Goldman Sachs in London, and sent out to the bank's demoralised young associates in an attempt to stop them quitting to join internet startups. "Every young person in finance should read it," gushed the headline on Business Insider, which reproduced the email last week. I turned to it and found that, superficially at least, it had a couple of things going for it. Based on the number of you reaching out to get on my calendar or grab a coffee, there's clearly angst across the floor, it began. Mr. Morrow has evidently mastered the first lesson in how to communicate with young reports. When morale is bad, say so. The only shame is how he puts it. The reaching out and the grabbing a coffee are at odds in their cheesy jauntiness with the reality of a career discussion with a Goldman partner. Mr. Morrow then promises to desist from offering advice. "I know you will discount my opinions as biased and out of touch." He's right there. They will. Until he later screws up by offering opinions anyway, it seems he's also learnt lesson two. Youthful charges tend not to believe or agree with a word you say. Instead, he chronicles the wrong turns he took in his own career and repeats the duff advice he was given along the way. In 2000, he quit Goldman after only a year to join a startup, just as the internet bubble burst. The stupidity of the timing, along with the suggestion that leaving Goldman now for a startup would be equally dumb, he neatly illustrates with a series of charts. This shows he's learnt lesson number three. Young people have had it with words. An email composed largely of Bloomberg screenshots, or pictures or video clips, has a much greater chance of being absorbed than frumpy old paragraphs of text. He then repeats the advice given by a trader who said Fulham Football Club season tickets were a better bet than Chelsea, and City a better bet than Goldman. He's now in sales, Mr. Morrow gleefully reports. Here is lesson four. To get your audience on your side, try laughing at a stupid third party. This is a low trick, but always works. I know because I've built an entire career on it. In his life so far, the only advice Mr. Morrow has heeded came from the founder of the internet startup, who told him in 2000, "This business is a marathon. You're back at the beginning. Start running." In turn, this is the advice he's now passing on to his associates. Keep running. He ends the email, "This will give you some context when every so often you get a one-liner from me that simply asks, what mile are you on?" Reading this, I asked myself a related question. What planet is he on? The answer must be that he's on planet Goldman, where all the metaphors are male and sporty and about endurance, and where, despite the assertion that there will be nothing handed down from on high, there is facile advice offered with the fond expectation that it will be followed. If I were a young Goldman banker, I'd be both unmoved and baffled by the edict to keep running. At what speed ought I to run? In what direction? Is it okay to rest sometimes and have some water? How long must I go on? And why do I need to run a marathon anyway? I dare say what Mr. Morrow was trying to say was that it's a long game. Markets go up and go down, morale goes up and down, bubbles inflate and burst. Things that affect a decision now don't endure. It's all true. And it's the same thing I sometimes say to my children as they start on their careers. But they don't take any notice. Not because I've failed to pepper the message with Bloomberg screenshots, but because if you're in your 20s, there is no obvious benefit of playing a long game, and lots from playing a shorter one. A satisfying career, to extend the tiresome metaphor, is less a marathon than a series of sprints. Yet this isn't the main reason Mr. Morrow's memo is hopeless. Its biggest problem is that it fails to heed the most important lesson of all. This states that there is an inverse relationship between how many people an email is addressed to and its power to motivate. When aimed at a mass audience, the power of a memo will always be zero. My advice to the Goldman boss goes like this. Forget emails. Reach out individually to any associate you want to keep and grab a coffee. Tell them they're brilliant. Offer them more money. Then you will get them to keep running, but only for so long as it suits them to do so.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.